Equipment Rental.
Hey, how you doing? Looking for Charles. Is he available?
Sir, he is, I think, tied up in the shop. Let me check real quick.
Okay.
He is out on the yard right now in the middle of a piece of equipment.
All right. No worries. Yeah, I don't want to bother him. Can I leave a message with you? Or
Hold on just a second.
Sure.
All right, sir.
All right. Again, my name is Steve. I'm calling from Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Okay.
And my phone number is 858-779-0932.
Okay, and the name of the company again, Steve?
It's Cardiff, and it sounds weird on the phone. It's C-A-R, like car.
Mm-hmm.
And then D-I-F-F, like different.
Okay.
In a,
Associates, okay.
Yeah, I was actually just trying to follow up with him. Since he's out busy, is there anybody else that maybe helps him, like, with financial decisions, like a controller or office manager?
I might be able to help you, sir.
All right, no worries. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Lee.
Lee?
Confederate General, yes, sir.
Oh, okay, right on. Yeah, so I was just trying to follow up with you guys. I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take much of your time here. I sent out an offer that was actually just in reference to some prior financing you guys did with Kubota Leasing. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
We've had a couple of packages with Kubota Leasing, yes.
Oh, right on. Okay. Well, just it's based off of that borrowing history. Anyway, so the reason I'm calling is because it was sent through direct mail, and I know these guys just go right to the trash because that's where they go sometimes. Anyway, it was just for some capital equipment. I'm calling to see if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future.
Does your organization have any involvement whatsoever with Kubota Leasing?
No, we don't.
Okay. My understanding after the fact was this Kubota Leasing was actually administered by a bank or a group, I believe, out of Canada. I'm not for sure.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I mean, we don't have any relation to Kubota. It's just, okay. I can see that you guys...
Where are y'all located?
We're actually down in San Diego.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know, my experience with Kubota Leasing, I wouldn't hit a hog in a fanny with them.
Oh, really? Not a very good relationship with them, yeah?
Well, it's, you know, we got ready to end the lease and, you know, wanted to convert. Well, you didn't give us the required 90 days, blah, blah, blah. Well, what's the payoff? Well, we got to add 90 days lease payments to it. And, you know, they couldn't give me a payoff. And finally, I think a part of it was the lack of backbone of the dealership I was going through. But, you know, it wasn't a good deal. I finally switched it over to another dealership, and 30 minutes I had it all taken care of. But, you know, Kubota, my experience with Kubota Leasing people, if you excavated under their building, you'd find a missing link between man and ape.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's, yeah I don't, you know, like I said, we don't have anything like that. We're really upfront with everybody that we deal with.
Our existing financing, you know, everything we have got right now is, in terms of collateralized debt, has got one piece of equipment that has got one payment left on it with our local bank. I've got four with Kubota Credit, three of them at zero interest, and one of those pays out in 2 months. So. And right now, going forward, you know, for the most part, we try to generate the money internally or take advantage of a 0% finance.
Sure, as you should, yeah.
Yeah, right now, I don't have any designs on doing any ads. You know, hopefully somebody will come along and want this business more than I do, and they'll buy it. I've enjoyed it all I can stand.
Yeah, how long have you been there?
Well, I've been in the rental business since 1981.
All right, so just a couple of years.
Yeah, I've only retired 3 times. I'm going to do it one more time and make it stick.
Hey, there you go, man. Well, hey, you know what you're doing, it sounds like, so that's good. Yeah, I mean, 0%, man, that's hard to compete with. But I know a lot of the time, I don't know if you guys are probably, I don't know if you are going to bring out any equipment, but I know that sometimes when you go through, like, the dealer like that where they're offering 0%, a lot of the time they only let you finance. I'm just guessing, like, one piece of equipment, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've got, you know, there's my existing Kubota credit. I've got two with two SVL 75 loaders on each one of them, and I've got a couple that just got one little compact loader backhoe each on them. But, and then, you know, I also know sometimes if they offer 0%, you can get a price reduction to forego that, and they'll take, you know, $1,000, $1,500, something like that off the selling price.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. That's a different area. I was just curious, what did you guys do with Kubota Leasing? What did you guys...
Well, I wound up on paper trading them in and buying them back with Kubota Finance.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, just so you know, you just said something about payback, you know, like you guys wanted to pay it off faster, and they were actually, obviously they were trying to charge you more to do that, which is unfair.
Well, you know, all I was wanting to do was exercise my option at the end of the 24-month lease, and, well, you didn't give us the required 90 days notice. Well, hell, if I'm going to buy the things, why do I need to give you 90 days notice if I want to extend the lease by 12 months? Yes, I need to give you 90 days notice, but all I want to do is buy them out. Well, hell, they couldn't give me a buyout. Everybody I talked to, they were trying to come up with something to sweeten their pockets.
Yeah. What was the rate on that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's quite a while ago. But, yeah. I mean, that's the reason they did that, is just so they can make more money off of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like us, you know, we do actually have a buyout. So, I mean, we actually give you a discount for doing that kind of thing. So,
like I said, you know, and hell, the when I finally got a payoff number from on the two leases, you know, and then hell, and I got somebody involved who happens to be on the Kubota Dealer Council, you know, the payoff turned out to be something like $6,000 less than Kubota Leasing had told me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully I put them in my rearview mirror.
Yeah, I hope so too. That's not fair. That's not good at all. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
Our sales side is up significantly. Our rental side is up slightly.
Yeah? Up from last year, you mean?
Yeah.
Right on. Quite a bit or just a little bit?
Only slightly. And, you know, part of that is, you know, we're not proposing to grow the fleet any.
Yeah. Does anybody ever, like, buy out the equipment from you guys?
Whenever I look, I have traded some in. I have occasionally sold some to customers. My biggest way on the bigger stuff to get rid of it is typically go to the Rich Brothers Auction in Atlanta.
All right. On. Yeah, I gotcha.
That way I get it out of my market area.
Yeah.
If you sell it to a customer, they think he's supposed to service and maintain the damn thing for them until 2025. I've got a hydraulic leak on your machine. Would you fix it?
man, all right. Well, that's good. Okay, I mean, do you have any plans or anything, like, to do any kind of more adding to the fleet or no?
Zero. All right. The only thing I've got that I might consider, and I can't imagine this occurring, is possibly some rubber-tired skid steer loaders, and I would probably be going through case credit on that.
Okay.
Case credit?
Yeah.
How big is that credit line on that?
I haven't used it in years. I have no idea. I might have to bring it back to life. I don't know. It's been that long since I did anything, but they've got a dealership presence in our area, and I would give them the first shot. The numbers I've gotten, they are the most bang for the buck.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, you know, we offer the working capital. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all, but it's
I've got that line with our local bank.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, working capital, it's similar to a line of credit, you know. The only difference is, like, you know, your banks, you know, for lines of credit, they go off of what your credit score and all that stuff is. With our working capital, you know, it's based off of more of your sales, like what you do annually. And so that's where the difference comes from. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're looking to get, like, tires or something like that, you know, it's always good sometimes to look at, you know, second options or, you know, both sides of the table.
Our working capital line is, I don't know, it's 5%, no more than 5.5% right now. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. Is that with your current bank? Local bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a capital loan? That's not a line of credit or anything?
Yes.
It's just, I got a line of credit there, and I draw on it as need be and pay it back as I want to.
Okay. Secured or unsecured?
Actually, the collateral is my signature.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's at 5% because here's where I'm having to pay on the interest today.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, our capital is it's unsecured, so I mean, you can pretty much take the money and just do anything you want with it, which is, I mean, it might be a little bit more expensive, but it's the reason is because it's unsecured. So, all right. Well, would it be okay maybe with you if I, you know, just send you one email with some contact information just at the?
Well, right now we've got a hopefully a firm letter of intent on somebody wanting to buy the business. And
oh wow!
That'll come to play, and I'll ride off in the sunset one more time.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Right on. We made it. All right. Well, how about if you just leave my contact information like on your refrigerator? That way, when you walk off into the sunset, you know, the people that might need some financing in the future.
And I'll let you just give me Chuck there, so we're good to go on that.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Yeah. Just if they come in and buy that out from you and right off into the sunset, you know, let them know. Let them know I gave a call and see what I can do.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Sure.
Bye-bye.